From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudette. This is Idaho Matters. An erupting volcano can be quite dramatic, as bright orange lava explodes from the cone and oozes down the sides of a mountain. But volcanoes also spew out rocks and mud, which can turn into fast-moving mudslides. These are known as lahars, and they're not as colorful as lava, but lahars are quick, they're deadly, and they can pour thousands of tons of material with little or no warning right at people who live nearby. A Boise State professor and his team of students have been studying lahars in Guatemala, and they're working to create or try to create an early warning system for these kinds of catastrophic events. Dr. Jeffrey Johnson is a professor of geophysics. He joins us now with two members of his team, PhD candidate Ashley Boza and master's student Jerry Mock. Welcome to Idaho Matters, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ashley, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about lahars and how they work.
Yeah. Hi, Samantha. By the way, thanks for having us. So lahars are, like you said, they're volcanic mud flows, and they're quite destructive. So they form on the flanks of very active volcanoes, but even they can form hundreds of years after volcanic eruption has occurred. And they're just these catastrophic flows that when it rains or when you have melting glaciers or you have some sort of like form of water that mixes with the ash and deposits start to form these flows. They travel at really high speeds, anywhere between they've been recorded from 5 to 40 meters per second, which is really hauling down these drainages.
Wow.
And they're quite destructive. They carry a lot of sediment, a lot of large boulders. They've been known to carry things as large as buses or houses, depending on their size. And so they can really be very destructive to communities that live around the volcano.
It sounds like it. And, you know, when I said rocks, some of the things that I saw, rocks as big as boulder, as cars, as buses, those big things.
Yes, absolutely. Tree trunks, all sorts of things. It just depends on what's in its flow path. So, and how fast and how much sediment it's carrying in order to destroy those things.
Wow. Okay, Jerry, take us to Guatemala. You went there as part of Jeff's team to study the Fuego volcano. I hope I'm saying that right. Tell us about Fuego. I understand it erupts pretty often during the rainy season.
Yeah. So, it erupts pretty often all year round. Every 15 or 20 minutes, it has a small eruption. It
wow.
just like pops out the top. And then on the scale of every couple of years or so, it has larger eruptions that put out a lot of the sediment that gets carried in these lahars.
So that must mean that you're going to have a good chance when you're there to see some of these lahars and study them.
Yeah, it's a great chance. We actually, the last time we went down there, we were able to bracket a lahar with some of my drone flights to actually get some structure for motion data, so we can see the change over time of the lahar channel just by one event, which is pretty cool.
Wow. Okay, Jeff, it sounds like Fuego is a pretty good natural laboratory. What led you to Guatemala?
Well, I want to add one thing about what Jerry said, and that is that these lahars that are coming down at Fuego actually will entrain hot debris from previous eruptions. So as we're Ooh. Looking at these lahar deposits after they've come through, they're still hot to the touch. Fuego Volcano, to answer your question, is an idyllic laboratory for studying both eruptive phenomena and mud flows. And so we go to Guatemala because it's a living, breathing laboratory. We're able to install sensors at the edge of these canyons and reliably collect data, in this case, corresponding to these periodic mud flows.
Okay, so Jeff, you sent me a video of one of the mud flows. You've got some students and folks on what looks like the bank of a river, and all of a sudden there's this wall of muddy junk that just comes zipping around the bend. Can you describe that? Tell us about the video and what you were looking at.
Yeah, well, these are flash floods, really, but they occur in volcanic environments. And the way flash floods often start, and lahars start at volcanoes, is with a a flow front surge. And so that can be particularly hazardous because it can arrive with relatively little warning, and it doesn't grow into a flow, but rather arrives as a sudden surge.
It's amazing. And the video is really impressive. We're going to try and put that on our website so everybody can see it. Jerry and Ashley, you got to see these giant car-sized rocks and mud flowing down this riverbed. What was that like?
Yeah, it's one of those things you can't fully describe. We had been searching and wanting to see these lahars in person for our last two field campaigns, and we just picked the right drainage this year, and we had the right conditions, and seeing it in person is just on a whole other level. Just the sound and just seeing the force and the power of these things is really spectacular.
And Jerry, you had some great drone video.
Yeah, we were able to actually fly along. It wasn't the initial surge like we were hoping, but we were able to fly along the lahar path as the lahar was happening. But it was just at the tail end. But it was still moving some serious material, and it was still a magnificent flight.
We're speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Johnson, who teaches geophysics at Boise State, and two members of his team, Jerry Mock and Ashley Boza, about their research on volcanic mud flows in Guatemala. Okay, Jeff, you have been on Idaho Matters before, and it's not really a secret that you do a lot of research with volcanoes and sound. I want to play some sound that you recorded of a lahar mud flow at the Fuego volcano. Let's take a listen, and then I'm going to ask you about what we're hearing. Okay, Jeff, that's about a minute of sound, but it was really about 80 minutes in real time. What are we listening to?
Right. So what we're listening to here is these subaudible sounds that I've talked to you before about called infrasound. And we are currently using this infrasound to anticipate the arrival of these mud flows. So we sped up the infrasound to make it audible. And what we want to point out is that this infrasound arrives at our monitoring station something like 20 minutes before the flow front actually arrives. And this provides us with a very powerful warning. And this is the whole concept of this research, is we want to be able to develop tools that can be applied towards volcano monitoring and hazard mitigation. And the infrasound is giving us a sense that we can detect and hear these catastrophic events even before they arrive downstream.
I would think that a 20-minute warning is got to be a really good thing when you're trying to outrun or get away from a giant wall of mud and rocks.
Early warning systems for volcanoes come in many flavors, and there are many, many different types of hazards at volcanoes, including these mud flows. So yes, any advance notice that we might have is useful. And it's very important to mention that our collaborators in Guatemala from an organization called INSUVUME do have a very powerful infrastructure for monitoring that volcano, including lahars, but that they're using slightly different technologies. And so what we're doing complements the very good work that our collaborators are doing in Guatemala to try to keep people as safe as possible.
And Jeff, is this kind of you know, if you could turn this into an early warning system with the sound, would that, I would think, be able to be used in other places, other volcanoes?
Yes, that's exactly right. And so we are working very closely with our Guatemalan partners, who are co-authors on the most recent study. And the idea is to take this scientific research and apply it in a real-time scenario. And so they do have the infrastructure to record these signals in real time and relay them back to the monitoring observatory and make smart decisions.
Wow. Ashley and Jerry, how cool is this kind of research? I mean, when I was in college, there was nothing like this. This is pretty cool. Ashley, let's start with you. How fascinating is this?
Well, my hopes and dreams were to always be a volcanologist. So for me, this is cream of the crop, really. It's so much fun to be out in the field and to just see these things in action. Of course, from a safe distance. We're always safe. But yeah, it's really fun.
And Jerry, what about you?
Yeah, like I have to echo what Ashley's saying. Like it's being able to travel to these places and meet these people who really, really know their stuff, and being able to collaborate with them and see all these just crazy cool things. Like it's a dream come true.
Wow. Jeff, what's next for you? What's your next project?
We're going to continue to work with our Lahar research in Guatemala. And moving forward, we're actually going to be working with organizing a large conference in Guatemala called Cities on Volcanoes. And this will be an international forum attracting something like 600 people from all over the world. And the idea, again, working with our Guatemalan collaborators, is to bring focus and encourage capacity building for volcano monitoring infrastructure. So that's very exciting, and that's coming up in the next 18 months.
Nice. We've been speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Johnson, professor of geophysics, along with two members of his team, PhD candidate Ashley Bosa and master's student Jerry Mock, about their research on volcanic mudflows in Guatemala and their hopes to create an early warning system to help protect people and property. I want to thank all three of you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.